Today we'll be discussing some of the more common halachas of walking in front of someone who's davening Shemoneh Esrei. We're not going to cover everything, but we'll cover some of the more interesting, some of the more relevant halachas. Before we begin, as always, this should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should always be consulted. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chazayin Amud Aleph says, Shema mina asr l'aver keneged ha'maspalin, that there's an iser, you're not allowed to walk in front of someone who's praying Shemoneh Esrei. It's brought down by the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Beis of Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, asr l'aver keneged ha'maspalin b'seich Dalet Amos. You're not allowed to walk in front of someone who's davening within his Dalet Amos, within 7-8 feet in front of him. You're not allowed to walk. But you may be allowed to walk on the sides of him. We're not going to get into that right now. We're going to focus on more walking in front of someone who's davening. When is it allowed? When is it not allowed? So what's the reason why you're not allowed to walk in front of him? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, there are two reasons brought down by the Poskim. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Dalet, the first reason is very simple. If you walk in front of someone who's davening Shemoneh Esrei, by you walking in front of him, you're going to throw him off and you're going to ruin his concentration. And if that's the reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's asr afilo oisek az b'kriyashma. It would be a problem even if he's not praying Shemoneh Esrei, but even if he's just saying kriyashma, it'll also be an issue. You can't ruin the concentration of the one who's davening. However, there's a second reason brought down by the Chaya Adam. Chaya Adam kasavatam b'meshe mafsik b'en amispal la'ashchina. The Chaya Adam says, the reason why you're not allowed to do it has nothing to do with ruining his concentration. It's that when someone is praying to Hashem, the Shechina is with him, and to walk in front of the Shechina would be an act of, would be considered disrespectful. So there's two reasons. Either it's because you're going to ruin his concentration. The other reason is because the Shechina is there, and to walk in between him and the Shechina would be considered not a nice act to do. So the Bir Halacha writes from the Maamar Mordechai that the difference, the nafka mina between these two reasons would be, what if someone is davening with his eyes closed? Or he's davening with a talus on his face? So if the reason why you're not allowed to walk in front of him is so that is because it's going to ruin his concentration. If the talus is covering his face, he can't see you, then it won't be a problem. However, if the reason why you can't walk in front of him is because Hashem is there, and he's speaking to Hashem, and the Shechina is Shorah there, and to walk in front of the Shechina would be disrespectful, then even if the talus is covering his face, it would be an issue. I actually also think that a similar nafka minhag would be if a person says, a person notices that, you know, you want to take three steps back and you're in front of him, so he motions to you, sort of saying, it's mochel, meaning, can a person be mochel? Can a person say to the person davening in front of him, saying, listen, I know you finish before I do, just take three steps back, don't worry, I'm mochel. If the reason is because of concentration, then perhaps you could, but if the reason is because it's disrespectful to because the Shechina is there, I'm not sure that you'd be allowed to be mochel. It's considered a disrespectful act, independent of what you think. But those are the two reasons brought down by the Poskim. The Marsham writes in Das Torah, V'nira li dim amad lehispal al b'makim sharabim oivrim, k'goyim be'emsa beis haknesses. Some person decides to daven by the bima. And now, you know, everyone in an area where everyone walks. So now everyone has to go to the bathroom and they have to do whatever they need to do. And now they feel they can't walk past you because you plopped yourself in the middle of the shul. Says the Marsham, you'd be allowed to walk in front of him. Dami lekever hamazik esarabim demut lefanoise. There's a certain halacha brought down in Yerideus and Shin Samach Dalet Sif Hey, that if a person is buried in the middle of a highway, and it's disrupting all the Kohanim and everyone because they have to walk around him, you'll be allowed to move the kever. You don't have the right to disrupt the traffic of the Rabbim. So perhaps, says the Marsham, a similar thing would apply here. You decided to dab in the middle. Who says you have the right to do that? However, he ends off Tzarechin. I'm not 100% confident. We have a Avigdor Nevinsel in Pirish Beyitzchok Yikare on Mishnah Berurah. On this halacha, he doesn't quote the Marsham, but even though the Marsham was unclear, he paskins beferish that it's mutter. He says, "Avlam amar b'makom shemiyud l'rabim kepesach haknisa," meaning if a person davens right in front of the entrance of the shul, so everyone needs to get in and out. Eini yochel esel l'achirim l'avrasham. A person is not allowed to forbid everyone from walking in a certain area. If you're davening in a place that everyone goes, then people are allowed to walk in front of you. He also says, Misha namid le'esbal b'makim shevada yafriyalei. What if someone decided to daven in a place that his concentration will for sure be destroyed? People are walking in front of him the entire time. So Admor Zatzal, which is Rishleim Zalman Orbach Zatzal, Omar Shemotu La'avir l'fanav, you're allowed to walk in front of him. De'iyu afsid anashe, because he ruined his own himself. If he put himself in a place where his concentration is automatically going to be destroyed, then you're allowed to walk in front of him, because he did it to himself. I'm assuming this applies according to the reason that the Isser of walking in front of him is because of his concentration. If you understand that it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, then I'm not 100% sure what he means. Just because he parked himself in front of an area that his concentration is going to be ruined, I'm not sure why that would make a difference, but that's what he says. And Rishleim Zalman himself, though, Hichmer. Rishleim Zalman himself was Machmer for himself that he wouldn't walk in front of him. The Marsham in Das Torah continues that it's possible by a katan, that if the person davening is a child, even if he's higil chinuch, he's 9 or 10 years old, you'd be allowed to walk in front of him. That's what he says. There's such a possibility that if the person davening is a child, you'd be allowed to walk in front of him. But he says, though, that if you're going to ruin his concentration, you should be a little machmer, but in theory, there might be makom to be makel, but it's not 100% clear whether he paskins that way confidently. Rishleim Zalman Orbach is quoted in the Sefer Halicha Shleim Perches, Halacha Lamed Hei, that katan ha'ayme b'tfila, if you have a child who's davening, im lo higil l'chinuch motalava kenegdoi, v'im karagil l'chinuch aser. Once a child gets to the age of chinuch, I don't know, 6 or 7 years old, once he gets to that age, you're not allowed to walk in front of him. So that theory that the Marsham had, that it would be mutter to walk in front of a child, Rishleim Zalman disagreed. And they quote on the bottom, the Sipur Rabbeinu, that Rishleim Zalman used to say, Al Hagoyin Rav Kook, the Rav Kook Zatzal, Shepam Kishirotza Lotzeis Bepesach Shebein Beisoy Lebeis Midrashay, Rosh Ha'imid Shem Katan Betfilo, the Rav Kook wanted to walk from his house to the Beis Medrash, and at the entranceway he saw there was a child davening. V'nesatif b'me'iloi u'panav yotzei derech Pesach habayis haragil. Meaning he took a lot of time to go out the normal way. He didn't want to walk in front of a child who was davening. So Shlomo Zalman used to say that if Rav Kook was machmer, then we should also be machmer. The Kaf HaChaim writes a very interesting halacha in Siman Nun Gimel Sif Tes. Kishem she'asu la'aver neged ha'mispalil, kach asu la'aver neged ha'omer kaddish. Something a lot of people don't know, that when the chazan or anyone in the shul is saying kaddish, you're also not allowed to walk in front of him. He quotes this from the Chida, the Biki Yosef, that the same prohibition of walking in front of someone who is davening, Shmona Esrei, you're also not allowed to walk in front of someone who's saying kaddish. But he does say, this is quoting from the Ben Ishchai, I believe. Hadasa laver neged omer kaddish, who metchilas hakaddish adamirim ba'ol mavim ru amen. Meaning, the whole prohibition is from the beginning of kaddish yiskadal until damirim ba'ol mavim ru amen. But once he said damirim ba'ol mavim ru amen, now he says the end of the kaddish, which is al yisrael or yehi shlom rabban ose shalom and tiskabel, all the additions at the end of kaddish, you're allowed to walk in front of him, because that's just a minig. That's not the real kaddish. The real kaddish is the first part from the beginning until adamiran ba'ol mavim ro'amen. The Eish Lavram of Bechetch writes in the same in Simen Kuf Beis that if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, you'd be allowed to walk in front of someone who's davening. He says over here, La'avar kedei l'shmaya kaddish. If you need to go to hear kaddish, you could walk in front of someone who's davening Shmona Esrei. Because he says, or if you have to go to the bathroom, we know that holding in the bathroom is an aveir of Bal Teshaktzu, you're allowed to walk in front of someone who's davening in order to use the bathroom. Because he says the real reason for walking, you're not allowed to walk in front of someone, is because it'll ruin his concentration. But says, meaning that's the way the Eish Lavram was assuming, not like the Chayyadim. Says Eish Lavram, if the whole reason is that you might ruin his concentration, it's a doubt. You're not necessarily going to ruin his concentration. So because you're on your way to do a mitzvah, which is a certainty, you're for sure going to do a mitzvah of hearing Kaddish or be part of a minyan, whatever it is, because you're on your way to do a certain mitzvah, you don't have to be worried about the potential, the suffix that you might come to ruin his concentration. Now, he doesn't mention the reason of the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim's reason that it's disrespectful because Hashem's there, it seems like it would be a problem, but we'll see in a minute that it might be okay. The Marsham in Das Torah continues that if you're going to make a minyan, to be the 10th man of a minyan, or to be in the first 10, you're allowed to go, because if the tzibur, a chiv of the tzibur, you have an entire congregation waiting to fulfill a mitzvah, it overrides the personal issue of walking in front of someone who's davening. And in the Sefer, recently printed Shiurei HaRevel Yashiv Zatzal, on Brachis, Daf Chavav, Revel Yashiv said that a Kohen who wants to go to Duchen, to bless Nesias Kapayim, is allowed to stand in front of someone, he's allowed to pass in front of someone who's davening, even to go wash his hands. He says, because both reasons don't apply. Because the reason not to walk in front of someone, because he might come to ruin his concentration, he says, first of all, you don't have to be so worried about that nowadays, because our Shmoneh Esrei is, we don't really concentrate anyway. So that reason doesn't really apply. And the second reason, because it's separating, it's walking in front of the person davening and the Shechina, and it's disrespectful, he says, that's only when you're walking for your personal reasons. But if you're walking in order to do a mitzvah, then of course Hashem's okay with it. You know, Hashem's happy if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, and therefore it's not a problem. Any questions could be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.